We're here on Saturday evening in the radio studio with some service guests joining us live. Can you tell us who you are?
Yes, I'm Tiffany Germel, and I'm here with my daughter,
Harriet. Welcome, Tiffany and Harriet. It's fun to have you here. Where are you from?
We live in Big Lake, and we go to Elk River Congregation.
Wonderful. So you're pretty local to services.
Yeah.
You staying on site, going home for the evenings?
We are staying at home. We are only a few minutes away.
So. Mm-hmm. Did you stay dry during the rainstorm we just had, or did you get soaked?
I don't know.
Yeah, did you get a little wet? Walking over here, I got a little bit soaked. I had an umbrella, but still the rain was coming down pretty hard. So it's the third day of services. How has summer services been so far for you? Harriet, you want to share something that you've experienced so far? Maybe your mom could start.
Yeah, it's been so nice to be here, seeing all the friendly faces and God's children gathered. I think Harriet would echo that. It's just been good.
Yeah. Have you seen some friends here, Harriet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to say any of the names of the people you've seen? No. Yeah. It's a really special part of services. And often when we come to services, it reminds us of previous times we've been at summer services. Have you had any memories that have come back to you this weekend of previous year's summer services that you'd like to share, Tiffany?
Yeah, I guess it's been on my mind a little bit of when the one time that we did stay on site and how it was an oasis away from everyday life. Now when we're staying at home, you leave the service site and you're welcomed with the world everywhere around you. Mm-hmm. But that time that we stayed on site and you could just, yeah, be here the whole weekend and it was just like a little taste of heaven, I feel like.
Oh, that's so nice. It seems like that is the case for people that stay on site, that it's a really wonderful, all-encompassing weekend. Harriet, do you remember summer services from other years?
Yeah.
Here in Minnesota or in different places?
Well, we only went to Minnesota once.
Just to Minnesota. So here at Silver Springs. Does it seem really similar to last time?
No.
No? What's different?
I don't know.
Yeah. I suppose you're older and you know different people and probably are doing different things. What have you both especially enjoyed at services this year?
I guess the biggest thing has been just greeting believers, both known and unknown, with the joyous God's peace. Just has felt so touching.
I would agree with that. Harriet, what's been something you've enjoyed? We were just talking about the concession stand. Did you enjoy that? Yeah. A little shrug of the shoulders. Yeah, fun. And then thinking about the sermons we've heard this weekend, what messages in sermons have especially spoken to you, Tiffany?
Of course, being the mom of a bunch of littles, it feels like there's so few sermons that I get to sit and listen, but just David Edwards mentioned in his sermon about children are messengers, and Harriet and I were both sitting there and she turned to me and I said, that's true. You know, we kind of connected over that, and it's just, yeah, as a mom with all those little children, it's a good reminder that they're definitely messengers for us. And that's probably been, of course, the most recent thing in my mind, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a really nice message, and I think that a lot of people can relate to that, being here with that experience. And why do you think these big services are important?
Our lives can be so busy, and we can often feel lonely and kind of in our daily life, and to get together and with other believers, see all these other believers and connect with that fellowship and be strengthened in our life of faith. That's probably the most important thing here.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Harriet, do you think about why these kind of big services are important?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fun to come to, aren't they? Yeah. And then thinking about these themes we've heard throughout this weekend, how has God helped you in your life? Or how have you seen God's guidance in your life?
I suppose our family has moved a few times over the years, and kind of into different places that not everyone has had experience to move. Mm-hmm. And every time that a move would be coming on the horizon, it kind of was, it felt like we just say yes. Like if it was meant to happen, then it would kind of go smoothly. And I feel like that was God's guidance, even though it felt like, you know, why did we end up where we did? But at the same time, we were there for a reason. And mm-hmm. I felt like that was God's guiding us to where we are now.
Yeah. It's a comforting feeling that when you feel that God is guiding and you don't have to make all the plans for yourself. And this year's service motto is, "That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you." What are some thoughts that come to your mind from this passage from 1 John 1:3?
It makes me think of all the believers that came before us and the teachings of God's children and God's word hasn't changed over the years. It's always just been the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really nice thought, and I've had similar thoughts this weekend, even the question we talked about earlier about memories from previous summer services. There's such a similar feeling coming to summer services every year, and it's a different year, but the message and the feeling is still the same, and that's a really comforting thing to come back to.
Yeah, it's that familiar place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this interview is going out on a broadcast, and so is there anybody that you think might be listening that either of you would like to send some greetings to?
Yes, I was just thinking any family or friends near or far that might be listening would say hello.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Tiffany and Harriet, for coming in here and sharing your thoughts with us. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your services weekend.
All right. Thank you.
It's peace.